like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
This is It's Movie Time. It's certainly nice to have you here, John.
It's good to talk to you, Hope.
All right. We're just goofing on our audience here because the name of the film is Call Me By Your Name.
Very ripe summer in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
When a couple of researchers and precocious 17-year-old son is bored, their research assistants, Oliver, played by the always lovely Armie Hammer,
puts the rest of us males to shame.
It's a coming-of-age romance. Yeah. It's just beautifully captured, beautifully, gorgeously filmed. Just this sumptuous, languid summer.
Oh, it's 1983, ripening fruit just hanging there for you to pick. The young man, Elio, played by Timothy
Chalamet, who's nominated for an Oscar.
For this role.
Yes. He has had a big year, too, because he's also in Hostels, and he was also in Lady Bird.
Yes.
And he's just, but in this movie, he could not have been better.
And it's not that we know that he's gay initially. He has a girlfriend, and then all of a sudden, this typically American hunk shows up. The two of them do a dance.
They do. That's a good way of saying it, you know? Yeah, tiptoe around their blossoming feelings for each other and all the problems that that would mean. And whether or not, of course, the other is even gay and attracted to them. And it's incredibly well acted and well directed, well written. The problem that I had with the film, the age difference.
Boy, Armie does not look 23.
That's the problem, right? they don't say, it's our 23-year-old research assistant. And here comes Armie Hammer, who is 31 years old. And a 31-year-old and a 17-year-old, that's illegal for many good reasons. But
no.
I'm not going to say, I didn't find it off-putting, I did.
Armie's a great choice.
He's so classically American handsome.
Yes.
Armie Hammer. Performance, which has gone largely, I think, unremarked on. This Chalamet is a star, but I thought Armie Hammer was the perfect support to him.
How they're so miffed by this casual American. Every time he leaves them, he says later, and they pick it up. It's kind of a cute little business. But in the end, that's not easy.
No. And then he winds up being quite sympathetic. You know, I think it's a tribute to his performance that there is kind of a power play between the two, and the fact that you don't simply hate to see that because one of them is a child, you know, but you feel like there is a deep and tender friendship and romance between the two of them. I think that in a large part is a tribute to Armie Hammer's performance.
Boy, now Hope, there is a part of our population, a very conservative part, that might feel this is not a film that they want to see. Can they see it with comfort?
I don't know. I mean, it's somewhat sexually explicit, but it would be really a shame to miss it.
Yeah, not as explicit as it could have been.
Oh, sure.
There's a lot of cutaways. It is a romance regardless of same sex.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a very beautiful story told in a beautiful part of the world, in a lyrical summer time between two human beings. And it's a terminal relationship. I mean,
he's making two sequels.
Is he?
Yeah, he's going to do it like the Before Nightfall.
No,
before
is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't realize that.
Yes, I'm very excited about it.
Oh, how wonderful.
I know.
Well, for this unit, for this alone, it looks like that's it, just as you might look back upon a summer romance.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think he has captured that. Now, can you say anything about Professor Dad?
Oh, Michael Stuhlbarg.
I knew you would.
He looked so unsettlingly like Robin Williams.
Yes, you are.
And it's a very low-key, very small supportive role until he just gets this one soliloquy
toward the
end of the film. Couldn't possibly have delivered it any more beautifully, any more tenderly, any more perfectly. It was such a kick in the heart, that moment on the couch. It was just stunning.
This is an art film. This is the moment that you've waited for. The insightful character gives you a gloss over the whole film.
Sure.
This speech is beautifully done because it applies to any parent anywhere at any time.
Right.
And particularly liberal parents who brought up a kid to be free and make his choices.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are. There's pain involved.
Yeah.
And if you want to see that speech, it's IMDb does have it under its quotes section.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I sent it to a friend who was just loved,
glorious.
Loved that
it's
speech.
Glorious.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Hope, we can't go to Italy today.
No.
All right? We have things to do. Hope Madden, the film is called Call Me By Your Name. And what grade would you apply?
A.
I agree with you. I can't give it anything but an A.
Right.
And thank you, John, for being here today.
It's great to see you, Hope. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.